T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And joined now by Charles Fishman, our man in Washington, D.C. Our man in Washington, D.C., author of 3 New York Times bestsellers, most recently, One Giant Leap, the extraordinary story of a whatever, getting us to the moon. Like,
come on,
people.
Man, don't mangle
the normal people who got us to the moon. Like, it's an incredible sagas.
It's a good book.
Charles, like, for example, they didn't let who travel together in the same car because they were so indispensable. What were those people?
Such an incredible moment. There were only 3 people in the whole country licensed and trained to fold the parachute for the Apollo capsules. 3 people. You have to be licensed by the FAA to fold a parachute if human lives depend on it. Only 3 people. They were all in California. NASA forbid them to ever drive anywhere in the same vehicle. They all work for the same company.
That's the kind of nugget that you'll find if you read One Giant Leap about the extraordinary efforts of ordinary people to get us to the moon. Also a 3-time winner of the Gerald Loeb Award for Excellence in Business Writing and a retired Mississippi River tugboat deckhand joins me.
Say, I love spring. I am so happy. Spring is.
Did you know today
coming.
Was the first day of spring, and that normally it's tomorrow? And were you familiar with what an equinox is?
I do know what an equinox is. Today's the day.
Yeah.
That we tip over to having more daylight than darkness officially each year. On the spring equinox. That's what it means. The Earth's a little tilted. Today's the one day of the there's 2 days. Today's the day in spring when the darkness and the light are even, and we're headed for those spectacular 8:30, 8:45.
Well, it's wonderful, honestly, to have you. It's symbolic because you bring the light to this show too. It really is symbolic the way it works out.
Well, you brought the light to me today because I wasn't paying attention to the fact that it was March 19th.
Uh-huh.
And I grew up in Miami, Florida. And you know what?
What?
You can either say there's no spring in Miami or it's spring all the time, but we don't lose everything and then have it reborn.
Right.
And I walk through the woods every morning in Rock Creek Park, and right now...
Spring is springing.
Most everything is... sticks is bare, but you're just beginning to see the green fuzz. And you sort of look at these huge trees and think, in 2 weeks, they will be covered with bright, shiny green
it's
leaves.
Beautiful.
How do
it's
they
fantastic.
Do that?
It's really, incredible.
It's wonderful. It's a wonderful moment.
All right, so speaking of...
So much has happened. So much has happened.
Yeah, I wanted to explain to me, I find it hard to believe that American politicians... who like people to vote for them, right, that they would really ban TikTok. So tell me this. Are we going to ban TikTok? And does TikTok really present a real and present danger to the American way of life?
Well, I think we can agree that what TikTok represents is
in fact
what's already happened to American life.
Right, it's done its damage already. Right,
it's done its damage. Right. It's a result of the dance, right? So TikTok is a kind of video sharing app. I
can't assume people know what TikTok is. You don't have to explain. Go ahead.
170 million Americans have it on their phone, so that's half of all Americans, but you know, there's only 200 million adults. 80 million Americans use it every day. And the average time people spend looking at TikTok is 80 minutes a day. For the people who use it on a given day, they lose. They spend 80 minutes on it a day. That's equal right
now. Did you say they lose 80 minutes a day? Not to be judgmental here, but they lose 80 minutes a day.
Equal to the average user in the United States right now watches goes to Instagram or goes to Facebook combined. So it just sucks people in. As listeners know, I have two children, one of whom is a computer scientist, a PhD student, one of whom is a college senior. So they're kind of the target. The college senior said to me yesterday, I said, "Do you have a TikTok account?" She said, "God, no."
Really?
I said, do the people you go to college with? She said, "Everybody." I said, "Well, what are they doing?" She said, "They're trying to numb themselves to reality so that they can face their academic work later in the day." Right. I just burst out.
Well, laughing. I mean, my son Peter uses TikTok all the time.
My older child, who has strong opinions, some of which are informed by actual deep knowledge, said, "This is all security theater. You're not going to accomplish anything by banning TikTok." So let's take a step back. TikTok is a product of a Chinese company called ByteDance. ByteDance is the mothership, Procter & Gamble owns Tide. And TikTok itself not actually available in China. just saying. Fastest growing social media app
true?
In the history
TikTok
of the world.
TikTok is not available in China.
No. They have a much more limited kind of version. But social media is so sharply
curtailed there because they don't
China,
want
both the content and the hours that people can use it. But it's a different product completely. ByteDance is a private company, not publicly traded, but it has a board of directors, and remarkably, three of the five members of the board are Americans, and they're all CEOs of companies that have invested billions of dollars in ByteDance. So it's already kind of controlled financially.
Yeah,
by
I want to fast forward a little bit. Like,
go ahead,
so,
go ahead.
What basically, what I gather is that U.S. Congress has said you are going to have to sell it. ByteDance is going to have to sell it. Or it will be effectively banned, right? Isn't that the move?
First of all, let's just say the Senate is much more skeptical and probably won't take this issue up before the election because of what you just said. They don't actually want to be on the record banning something that is so popular. So I think Nancy Pelosi said, somebody who I can't remember said, "If you want to lose every voter under the age of 30, just ban TikTok." In fact, just before the vote, TikTok sent an alert to every TikTok user saying, "Please, congressmen, you remember Congress, tell them to vote against this."
Okay,
and
how
and
is
you
this
have
pernicious?
To clear the alert. We go back to using the thing.
I gather it's pernicious because, I mean, you sort of says, well, if China wanted to collect data from us, blah, 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 that would be one thing. I read this past week that what they do is they screw with the algorithm so we get, for example, more TikTok videos about how crappy the U.S. economy is, or, for example, more TikTok videos about pressing in China. Yeah, or more TikTok.
Right.
And so it is a propaganda tool, subtle, but a propaganda tool of the China government that is being unleashed on 170 million Americans.
Right. We don't know. The quick answer is we don't know. The research shows that there are many fewer references to bad news about China on TikTok than on other social media apps. It's also true that a recent example, a lot fewer videos about positive to Israel's response to the October 6th attack, the October 7th attack, than there are videos about freeing Palestinians. But young people are more interested in things besides Chinese politics, and young people skew toward supporting Palestinian rights. And so they deny that the algorithm favors this kind of, you know, sifting of the news.
Well, that clears that
Here's
up.
Here's the thing. Yeah. We have absolutely no idea, because the algorithms are so complicated and they change regularly, and you can't analyze them. It's like trying to analyze the sand on the beach. And so now TikTok has turned everything over to a separate U.S. company called Oracle, and everything is hosted by Oracle, and they claim that Oracle guards the algorithms and the data. The truth is that the data that TikTok gathers about Americans, the Chinese government could simply buy from a data broker. Right. There's nothing secret about it. And it is quite possible that the algorithms are tilted in some ways, but the real problem here is, you know, is Facebook better? Is Instagram better?
Well, they're better in that they're not Chinese.
I guess they're better in that they're not Chinese. So, right. But I think what my son said, that this is kind of political theater, right? It's a way of looking like you're tackling a problem,
right,
and having a stompy tantrum about it without actually accomplishing anything. Here's the truth. If you're a TikTok user, yeah. I don't have a TikTok account. You don't have a TikTok account. If you're a TikTok user, even if the Senate votes to ban it or force them to sell it or ban it, it'll be months before that rule would take effect to give them time. The first thing that'll happen is that TikTok will sue.
What you need is Elon Musk to buy it, and he can just freaking destroy it, and then no one will care about TikTok
anyway.
We're years away from it. Okay, the other thing, in the world of technology, this was something that fascinated you yesterday. NVIDIA is a chip company, and people are calling it a Woodstock of their own little unveiling of what
of
the future.
Of artificial intelligence.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. Paint the picture.
You're piling up the heavy topics.
Paint the picture of what they imagine. I was particularly interested in the robots, what they are imagining the world could look like very soon. And this is from one of the most valuable companies in the world.
Right. We haven't ever talked about NVIDIA on the show before. But so NVIDIA makes both computer chips and software that specialize in artificial intelligence. Artificial intelligence requires a particularly intensive style of computing. It's not a typical computer chip that you'd find in a phone or a laptop. They make those. And yesterday they unveiled at this spectacular kind of circus-like show their newest chip. And as part of that, the CEO of TikTok is a guy named Jensen Huang. He's actually the same age as you and I, so we can compare who's accomplished more. and Jensen Huang is credited with unleashing what some people say is going to be the next industrial revolution. It's going to change everything. And the picture he painted was just extraordinary. As an example, TikTok, he's not.
As TikTok's already invaded your mind. Go ahead.
TikTok has taken over my brain. NVIDIA makes specialized kinds of computing for pharmaceutical companies and drug discovery, for running factories, for running warehouses. One of the things they are leaping into is robotics.
Yeah.
Because robotics is a little bit like biotech. We keep hearing that the robots are going to do a lot of stuff. Mostly what they do is run forklifts and weld on assembly lines. They do that very well.
Yep.
NVIDIA is now promising that it will be able to provide humanoid robots, robots that look like us, that learn how to do tasks by watching the people do them. If you want to teach a robot to run machines in a factory, you set the robot with its cameras up, you let it watch the people do the tasks, and then you let it try the task and you correct it. And in the space of a month, it can take that spot on the assembly line. If you want a robot, my mom has a home health aide because she needs help. If you want a robot to be an in-home home health aide, Well, you let the robot watch the home health aide.
And in the same way that AI sucks up books and knowledge and whatever else.
Exactly.
It's sucking up watching your home health aide take care of your mom.
It will suck up that knowledge with its video cameras and then be able to duplicate that role. And frankly, if you've been paying attention to AI, we've kind of been comforting ourselves. Well, it could be a paralegal, but it won't really be able to make good legal arguments. And if you're a roofer or a plumber or you work in a factory, you're going to
Well, that's
fine.
Interesting. So if it's a roofer, you could set your damn robot to watch roofers for a month, and then a bunch of robots could put all the roofers of America out of work.
In theory, yes. And so I just want to say one thing. This is going to unleash incredible productivity gains. There are many places where humans aren't that efficient, where jobs are dangerous. I'd love to see robots do all the mining, you know, so that people aren't at risk. But robots don't pay taxes. And if you want to sustain your society, you need to tax the robots as if they were people. You have to tax their productivity.
Well, what the hell are the people going to do?
I don't care what the people do as long as there's money to support them. Right. That's the problem. If the people are all put out of work, I mean, we say this every time, right? Computers are going to put people out of work.
Yeah, and yet we've never had lower unemployment. And so they haven't successfully.
And every time the world recovers. The problem is that as Jensen Huang said yesterday, NVIDIA designs chips and then the functions for the chips. They now, half of their work is done in some of these arenas by the chips. The programmer says to the chip, here's what I want you to do in your next iteration. Go design it. Go program it. So even this high-value intellectual work can be done, creative work can be done by the computers.
Interesting.
And if they can also put roofs on, tax the robots. That's my model.
There's another form of technology that really, a computer is doing all of our work for us. That's interesting. But I'm interested more in the technology of laundry.
Let me ask you a question. Let me stop you right there.
Go ahead.
You've only been married for whatever it is, 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
Yeah, something like that.
You have had a lot of experience doing laundry.
Most blissful 3 weeks of my life.
Liquid laundry detergent or powder laundry detergent?
We typically, I go back and forth. I typically use liquid. I've used pods before, those little gooey things, whatever, you know, that are in the pods, whatever.
Right.
Growing up, I used, you know, the dry stuff, the powder. Now we use liquid, mostly.
Well, it's interesting. One of the things in my marriage, one of the divisions of labor is that I no longer do the laundry. My wife takes care of the laundry. I don't have to worry about laundry. And she wants liquid. We just literally in the last 6 months shipped it to pods because our laundry, there's only two of us now, so it's a lot less laundry.
Right. And you rarely
liquids,
change your clothes.
Liquid's, of course, a colossal waste of weight and space and plastic. Most of the weight and volume of a liquid detergent is water. 80% or more, 90%. Interestingly, in the United States, liquids dominate. 94% of Americans use liquid laundry detergent.
Okay.
6% straight powder. Tide is very concerned about the weight of that water, shipping, the plastic, people delivering their laundry detergent, you know, from Amazon.
That makes sense.
They have invented something called Tide Tiles, Tide EVO. Which are white woven tiles. They look like, as the Wall Street Journal described it, a Triscuit the size of your palm.
A big ass Triscuit.
And you throw a tile in your washing machine, and it's everything in the tile is laundry detergent. Even in the pods, there's water, and also the little coating of the pod, the little bag, is not detergent. It's a dissolvable plastic. And they hope this is going to, quote-unquote, revolutionize laundry. It's taken them 10 years to develop this little thing that looks like a woven laundry detergent Triscuit. I don't know.
When are we going to see them in the market? Are they in the market? Are the Triscuits in the market yet?
They're coming next month. To the first geography they're going to sell them in is Colorado, rolling out to the rest of the nation over the course of 2024. I mean, I just don't. They're expensive. They're the same as the pods, actually, the Tide pods. $20 for 44. So they cost about 50 cents a wash. That's not too bad.
What's it?
Bright white. And you know what? Buy yourself a box of powder.
Okay.
I keep powder.
You do powder because you're... All right. Anyway, Charles, we only have a limited time, and so I'm going to use... There's a story that we didn't get to and involves my hometown last week. So what was the story involving my hometown?
Big news out of Hamburg, New York.
Hamburg, New York. In the Wall Street Journal, of all places. Yeah.
Wall Street Journal wrote a story about this. Hamburg has a water tower, a huge water tower, 500,000 gallons, bigger than an Olympic swimming pool, 130 feet high, and there's a movement in Hamburg to paint the water tower to look like
a hamburger.
Burger, to honor Hamburg claims, whatever.
Hamburg claims to be the inventor of the hamburger. And there are about seven other places that claim to be the inventor of the hamburger, including New Haven, I think, is the one that seems to have the strongest claim to be the inventor of the hamburger. You also, there was weirdly enough, another story from Hamburg, New York, in the national news this week about a guy who had an alligator, giant-ass alligator, home as a pet, and the authorities took it away from him. He had it for decades.
Anyway, The town of Hamburg would join Luling, Texas, a watermelon, as a water tower. Gaffney, South Carolina, the famous Gaffney peach. No tax money.
Of course not.
Haven't used the water tower since 1990.
Thank you, Charles. On Twitter or X at C Fishman. On Twitter or X at C Fishman.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.